You know, we like to do, as is our custom and tradition here on the show, we like to provide just one little tiny nugget of practical help that you can hang on to for today. And we call this the caregiver tip of the day. And the caregiver tip of the day is brought to you by AARP of Tennessee.
Oh, right on.
Now, they've been with us from almost the get-go of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And
we've had representatives on the show, you know.
Well, and we've done several projects with. Now,
correct.
AARP, of course, has the big organization out of
right.
Washington, but then they have state chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And the state in Tennessee has been incredibly proactive on this. They've worked very hard to do a lot of things, not just in serving Tennessee, but it serves the whole country. But here in Tennessee, they've worked very hard, and we've had a lot of fun. I've done webinars with them. I've done different seminars. When I turned 50, they showed up here with a giant AARP card here in the studio. I tried to use it at the movie theater. I kind of pulled it out, took it to the movie theater.
It's like a big cardboard check.
You know, can I go to McDonald's with it? Can I get a discount on my coffee? And so anyway, but they are sponsoring the caregiver tip of the day by AARP of Tennessee. And if you want to see more about what they're doing, there's AARP.org/states/TN. AARP.org/states/TN. Okay. Our caregiver tip of the day is don't believe everything you think. Now, why do we talk about that? Why is that important? Well, what happens as caregivers is that we become so isolated. It's one of the three I's we talk about a lot on this show. We lose our independence, we lose our identity, and then we become isolated. And in that isolation, we start having dark thoughts that are what makes sense to us, and we act on it, may not actually be good sense. And so when we listen to just our own self, it's like basically trying to climb a rope that's only attached to our belt. That's a very challenging thing to do. You know,
it's not often I'm speechless.
Certainly not often enough, is it, John?
No. I quit.
But, you know, it is. That's a great visual because, you know, we try to hoist ourselves up on something that's not even anchored to anything else.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what I hope to accomplish on this show, and I think we do, is we give caregivers the incentive to raise their hands and ask for someone else's input, a trusted source, not just man on the street, but a trusted source of a professional or somebody who has some credible experience.
Yeah, this is we like to talk about putting professional eyes on stuff all the time, because these are people who, you know, when I know people can sell their own houses, but when I sell my house, I'm probably going to call a realtor because they sell houses every day. You know?
Yeah. And so you don't want to just try to somehow skate on this thing and think, well, okay, it makes sense to me. I don't trust myself. I really don't. And I've been doing this for 31 years, and I still don't trust myself. I have to have objective eyes and ears and hearts that engage with me on a regular basis just to kind of help me keep calibrated in space and time. You know, I heard an interesting thing from a physician one time that was treating my wife. And for those of you who don't know my wife, Gracie, she has a lot of injuries from a horrible accident she had back in 83 when she was a freshman in college. She eventually lost both legs. And for a season there, she was suffering from some significant vertigo. They had to do a lot of back surgeries on her, and it kind of messed up a little bit of the equilibrium in her ears. But the surgeon told me something. He said, we are oriented in time and space by several things. One of those things is our legs, to keep us oriented in balance. And because her legs are gone, it's very easy for her to lose that sense of balance. I thought that was fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Well, like there are critters that have
a tail.
A tail that do this sort of thing, that you just use that to compensate for
well,
you know,
you got eyes, ears,
yeah.
Legs. And so that keeps us oriented in space and time. And she would really have some very significant issues with vertigo. Well, guess what? As caregivers, we have lost something as well. And that keeps us anchored in space and time. And that what we've lost is that connection to other people. What we've lost is community. And so that's specifically why on this particular issue, I'm so grateful that this tip is brought to you by AARP, because they're bringing community to people. They've got a huge focus on caregiving. Now, I know that there are a lot of things to do. People associate AARP with, you know, being seniors and all that kind of stuff. This thing they do with caregiving is across the board. You don't even have to be a member. They've just got so much stuff out there. And I've worked so much with these folks at AARP Tennessee. They've got a huge cutout. I mean, not cutout, but it's a what am I looking for? It's a life-size
cardboard placard.
Yes, of me. That stands in the office over there. They use it for an event that I did with them, and they got this thing built. And like,
this is terrifying.
It goes even worse than that. There's been more times that I've heard when they would walk in and the office was dark or something, they turn on the light and there's me standing there, and they would scream. I don't know what they're doing. They're still over there, I guess. I guess they throw darts at it or something. I don't know. But anyway, so our caregiver tip of the day, brought to you by AARP, is don't believe everything you think. Let some fresh air come into those isolated places. That's what this show is about. That's why we're here. And we want you to be a part of that. 800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. We've got to go. We'll be right back. There's more to follow. There's so much more. And your calls are important to us. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're glad you're with us. We'll be right back.